Once again, good afternoon. This is Coach Rochelle, and this is your REOBPO short sale question and answer call. So if you have any questions regarding BPO's REO short sales, getting started, your resume, how to apply, what to do, you have a BPO, you're stuck, raise your hand. Star 2 on your phone will raise your hand, and you can ask your questions. And as of right now, there's not one single hand raised, so I have a hard time believing nobody on this call has any questions. So once again, star 2 on your phone will raise your hand. Let's see what we got, guys. Oh, well, here they come. That's all it took was me prompting you guys. Okay, so first up is my buddy David. You are unmuted.
Hey, Rochelle. I was just trying to be polite. I've always got a question.
What can I help you with, David?
I got an email from, it looked like, the back office of Old Republic. Basically, I'm having to change all my W-9s over and all that just from the, you know, changing brokerages and that.
Sure.
They are a part of the Clearview portal.
Right.
And, I guess the thing is that, I mean, I have not heard anything from Old Republic outside of the initial sign-up. So these people that, I mean, when you get an email from someone like that, I can't figure out whether or not there's just no work in my area, or because the only requests I've been getting are RR review. And I got a CompuShare the other day, and I mean, it was an interior for, I think, $45. And I've about, after the last couple of interiors I've done for these companies, I mean, it's not worth $45. I mean, just trying to get the stinking appointment to get in the house, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I don't mean to sound negative there. It's just, my time is limited, and I'm just trying to get to it. It's like, when is this not feasible? When is it that, you know, because if you're getting BPOs that are $30 and $40 and you're not getting enough of them to where you can do them enough to get quick enough, it's just, I guess that's kind of the thing, you know, because I'm still trying to get geared up with my other aspects of my real estate. And if I'm doing BPOs all the time, you know, and it's still taking me an hour, hour and a half or whatever to do them, do you see what I mean? It's just, when do you say, okay, enough is enough?
I mean, personally, if I'm not getting enough for it to matter, then I don't do them. If I get one a week, I'm not going to do it. But if I get several from one company, then I'm going to do them. Today, like you mentioned, somebody reached out and said you needed to update something. Clairosity just reached out to me today and said, we don't have your account updated. Send it
right
to us because we have BPOs and REOs in your area. So I didn't even send them. I called her and was talking to her about what they had in the area. So if you get an email from somebody directly with a name and phone number, call them. And
okay,
ask them,
well,
you know, say, I got your email. What can I do to get more business from you guys?
Well, and see, that's the other thing. And I hear what you're saying. And, like, I just take, for example, ProTech.
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten some from ProTech. And the only – they will not answer the phone. There's a lot of them. They just absolutely will not answer the phone. I mean, you email them. And if it's something that's pertinent to them, in other words, like for this situation, like the W-9, if it has anything other than to do than the W-9, it's just crickets. So I'm not trying to be disagreeable or trying to, you know,
no,
you
I understand
tell me
what
something
you're saying.
And then I come back with an excuse. I just, you know where I'm at right now, and I told you I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. But there's just only so much of me because I'm still having to work full time, you know, painting. Sure. That's what I almost got myself in trouble last month was, trying to get this BPO thing going. And I've called, and like I said, every time I call Clear Capital, the same lady answers. And, you know, I've done some pretty, pretty ugly, rural properties for them, you know, and, they're about the only one that when I've talked to these people that building any kind of a relationship or, getting preferred status seems to be. The other ones I talked to RR Review, and of course you get some guy in India that you can barely understand.
Right.
And he came flat out and he said, no, he said, if you're the cheapest, you get it first. And then, from there, if you're the very closest, you might get an exclusive. And then from that, he basically was like, we don't really care how good your BPO is as long as it meets our criteria. And I'm going, okay. I don't mean to sound negative. I'm just trying to be practical at this point because the year started and I still don't have a lot of other things that I probably should that will make me a whole lot more money than I just, there you go. I'm just laying it out there.
Well, I'll always say, of course, listings and buyers are going to take precedence over BPOs.
Sure.
BPOs are kind of a little side business that you can have. Sadly, there's not a whole lot to be had at the moment. Will that pick up? Absolutely. I've noticed it picking up in the last probably week right after New Year's, but not every BPO company is the same. Some are better than others. Some are going to pay less, and some you can get preferred status with. Like I always tell you every time we talk, don't make the BPO your main source of income. Don't make BPOs your biggest spoke. Getting out there and doing open houses and networking and, meeting with builders and expireds and FSBOs, those are the biggest spokes. BPO should be dead last.
Okay. Well, that's what I guess that was what I was hoping to kind of be my transitionary kind of thing was to use that as I just thought there would be a larger volume and that way I would be
sure.
Transitioning from that to what I'm, from what I'm doing now. So
they
I
have
hear
peaks
you.
And valleys. I know you've went through a phase where you had a lot and now you don't. Doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It just means there's not a tremendous amount to be had at the moment.
Okay. All right. I'll keep
But
going.
As always, hang in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, next up in Virginia, 4447. You are unmuted.
Hello. I think that he just kind of ruined my question. Not really, but well, my question was going to be that's an area that I've never attempted to use as a spoke, and I don't even know where to begin, but I need to work on listings and buyers more than that. And like I said, I think that right there, that comment was just kind of made me realize I don't need to be asking about that yet.
Yeah, doing BPOs, even if you do one here, one there, 10 a month, it's going to make you a better real estate agent. It's going to make you excellent at pricing and understanding adjustments. It's going to help you when you go on listing presentations, letting them know that you price properties for banks. So there's a lot of benefits to BPOs besides, the $50 or $35 to $150 that they pay. Learning them, I would say do learn them. When the market starts shifting, which it's going to, the BPOs are going to be so many that we won't be able to handle them. Getting to know them now and understanding them and trying to get faster at them now is definitely going to benefit you. So even if you just sign up for the companies and dabble in it, I would advise you to do that.
Okay. Then I guess I would go back to the question that I had is, how do you get started doing that? I never knew where to begin.
Sure. You're going to need three things to apply. You're going to need a W-9. You're going to need a copy of your E&O insurance, and you're going to need a copy of your real estate license. Once you have those three things saved on your desktop, go into the Premier website, click on the REO BPO link, and once you do that, there's a Getting Started section. Click on the Getting Started section, and it pretty much tells you what I just told you, but also there's a list of the top 22 companies to apply with. You just click on the links inside of that document, and it takes you to all the websites to sign up. Then you sign up, you answer all their questions, you upload the documents, and then you kind of sit around and wait for them to send you BPOs. Just make sure that you check your spam folder on a regular basis, because they do tend to go there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's pretty easy to get signed up and get started. It's going to be a little time-consuming. But when you get your first BPO, you're probably not going to be very happy, because it's not fun, the first one, because it's almost like, you know, reading a foreign language. You don't understand it. But when you get the BPO, read what they're asking you to do and do as much as you can. And then when you get to a point where you don't know what else to fill out, then send me an email and I'll help you.
Okay. All right.
But
well,
start there, and then if you have any questions, just reach out, and I can help you anytime.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for your question. Okay. Next up in Texas, 2019, you are unmuted.
Okay. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Lola. I have a couple of questions. On the BPO,
okay.
Sometimes I get BPO, I have to go up to a 5 miles radius. Now, when I go up that far, and it's because it's like in an older neighborhood and it's probably one of the biggest houses in the neighborhood, what would be my best synopsis when I'm doing the comp? Like, is it better to go 1 year out or 5 years or 5 mile radius?
Always further out than longer. They'll always want it to be within 6 months. The best comps are always in the neighborhood, if you can find comps in the neighborhood. But when you're searching for comps, make sure that your criteria that you're using isn't putting you so far out that you can't find comps. So the first thing is always look in the neighborhood without putting any criteria. Don't put rooms, don't put age, don't put anything. Search the neighborhood first.
Okay.
See what's there.
I have a house that is built in 1964. The other houses in that neighborhood is built like in 1979, 1985.
That's okay.
So I can use those that is in
absolutely
that neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Adjust for years.
Adjust $100 per year. So if the comp is older than your subject property, you're going to adjust to meet your subject property. So if your subject property was built in 1965 and your comp was built in 1975, that's 10 years better than your subject. So you're going to adjust $1,000 down to meet your subject's age. Do you understand?
Okay. So
does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you always want to adjust to meet the comp. If it's inferior, adjust up. If it's better, adjust down.
Okay. So if it's better, adjust down. If it's inferior, just adjust up.
Adjust up. Correct.
Okay. So let's say it's one of the biggest, like, let's say it's 3,500 square feet, and everything else is like 1,700 square feet and 1,800 square feet.
Okay. Then you're going to have to adjust the square footage on all of them, and you're going to adjust up because their square footage is inferior to your subject.
Okay, so just adjust up. Okay.
What's the price range in that neighborhood?
The price range is running like anywhere from $200,000 to $300,000. It's in between.
So then I would do $10 a square foot.
Okay.
When you do your adjustments on that price range.
Okay, so it's better to stay in a neighborhood than to go outside.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, okay, and so let's say this is not on this property, but let's just say there's none in the neighborhood, and I actually do have to go outside the neighborhood.
Start with a mile and then expand as far as you need to get the comps. But, again, if you take out all your criteria, you should not have a problem finding comps. When people have a hard time finding comps is because they're putting in four bedrooms, 2,000 square feet, built in 1995, and then they get nothing. So leave your criteria open, search for comps, and then when you get a ton, then start narrowing it down by age and room and room count and square footage.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I'm
so
here if you
much.
Need any help. Feel free to reach out.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, next up is the last four digits, 3438. You are unmuted. 3438.
Hey, Rochelle,
it says
it's Brenda.
There you go.
Hi. I have a question for you. So if you're not currently doing VPOs, just to get some practice, because I do preview homes on the weekends, I try to go out during the week to see them. So I was wondering, is there maybe a sample questionnaire or something that I could use, like if I just want to, you know, practice sort of, you know, doing a BPO just for myself, just to make sure that I'm doing it, you know, properly, or maybe I can find some questions or things.
You can Google blank BPO, download a blank BPO, and do it on your own house or do it on, you know, a house you're listing or any house. Yeah, you can practice that way.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for your question. Next up in New York, 4104, you are unmuted.
Hi, Rochelle. This is Olive.
Hi,
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. How do I convince a seller investor to list this 13-plus property with me? He approached me yesterday after seeing my sign on my car door. He literally parked in the middle of the road and came out so fast. I said, okay. After pulling up, he pulled up at my door before and asked me if I could sell his properties. I said, sure. And he pulled out and went to the end of the road, you know, as if it was like urgent. So when he came with a list in his hand, he said he would email it to me. I called him and he was not interested in listing.
So he approached you and you said yes, and now he doesn't want to list anymore.
He didn't intend on listing. He just wanted me to have the list of property.
I gotcha. Can you email me? Send me an email, because there are things that I do with builders that I send to them when I want to go after their business. Do you have my email address?
Could you give me again, please?
Uh-huh. It's Rochelle, spelled Rochelle, at timandjulieharris.com.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, send me an email, and I'll send you what I send them.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Olive. Okay, next up is Ruben in Texas. You are unmuted. 8020, you are unmuted. Okay. Ruben must not hear me. I unmuted you again. Next up is Mr. Master Bynes. You are unmuted.
Yes. How you doing, Rochelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I had no real questions because I'm waiting to update my E&O insurance for most of my BPO profiles and REO profiles. So that's where I'm at right now. So I can't even perform I can't even do no work until that's updated. So.
Well, you can.
What?
You can.
I can?
Yes. You're in South Carolina, right?
I'm in South Carolina, correct.
Did you switch brokers? You did,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, in your area for BPOs, I am almost positive, and you might want to ask your broker this, your E&O insurance should follow you for 30 days after you switch brokers.
Yeah, it did. But
okay.
There,
is it been past 30
the company,
days?
Yeah, past 30 days. The company E&O expired this month, like this week,
oh.
I believe it. So I'm waiting for them to get their new E&O. Then she can send me a copy. Then I can upload it to the rest, to my profiles again. So
gotcha.
It'll be coming. So
I see what you're saying.
Where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you'll get
mm-hmm.
it soon.
Right. And to support what you said about someone was on a call about doing BPOs, I would just say for myself, how it helped me is it makes me a better pricer as a realtor. And the training is priceless. So, and you're getting paid for it. So for me,
exactly.
Yeah, for me, like you said, it's not my main spoke, but it's an extra spoke. But the training is priceless, and it just makes you better at what you do. As a realtor.
Thank you for
so
that.
I
appreciate your input. Thank
there.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks
mm-hmm.
so much. Thanks, Master. Okay, and guys, what I do in my listing presentations that is different than other agents in my area is one of my closing statements is I've done over 10,000 BPOs for banks that trust me to price their property. Who would you rather have list your house and price it accurately than somebody that does it for banks directly? So that's a good selling point when you're doing presentations as well. I have about 5 more minutes left. I don't see any hands up, so if you guys have a question, raise your hand. Star 2 on your phone. Does not have to be about BPOs. If you guys have a question on something else, raise your hand. Happy to help. Okay, Anna, 1088, you are unmuted.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, awesome. I've been having a hell of a time with these BPOs I've been trying to do, and I got so frustrated with the adjustments. I mean,
okay.
Extra bath, an extra bedroom, basement, garage, double garage. They even asked me to do an adjustment because a house sold faster than another. I mean, come
okay.
on, people. they're
huh.
going to sell it. They're not. It's not. Is there an adjustment for that?
No, that's silly. There's no adjustment for a house selling faster.
They wanted me to do that.
Who's
and they
the company?
Wouldn't let me submit it. Ex-Homes. How do you say that?
It's
an
ex-Homes. I don't even know who that is.
Really? X-O-M-E-S.
No, I don't work for them.
Huh.
Where did you get hooked up with them?
I don't know. They just send me an email for a BPO request, and I don't even remember applying. I may have
you
gone
probably
to their
didn't.
Website to, I don't know, to maybe to bid on a property at a certain point. And then, I don't know, they got my information. Maybe I did. I can't remember. And then I said, but it was so bad. I have to call them every day, and they did not want to take it. They wanted this picture. They didn't like other. It was, I think they, I don't know if they blocked me off by now because it was so frustrating. I say, how can you explain, that a house sells quicker than other? They wanted me to adjust that. I didn't know what to tell them.
I would probably make something up.
Like what, per day? Like
maybe
$3 a day? I mean,
how many, do you know how many days? Like, you, we have a formula for like an absorption rate on our Premier website. Something you could probably do, maybe take each day and create, you know, come up with a price for each day of how many days different that it's sold. But that's weird. I've never ever had anybody ask me that before.
It varies between 16 days in the market to like 60. And it's like, oh, there's got to be a reason why this one sold faster than the other. Well, no, really. It's just they sell or they don't. I mean,
right.
Anyway.
I would probably just make something up. If you can't put it through without making something up, I would probably just make something up. Do you need the adjustment sheet? Do you have an adjustment sheet?
Yes. No, I need that. Well, is there such a thing or
I have an adjustment sheet. If you want to send me an email, I'll send it to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes.
My pleasure. Glad to help.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I've got about another 2 minutes. Hilda, you are unmuted.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. My question today is I took the background check test or
okay.
whatever that, and I'm trying, how do I update all the, or which ones are the ones that need the background check so I can go ahead and try to see an update? I did it with Clear Capital.
Clear
Capital. I did the background check through them, and I paid the money. It updated on their website, but how many other?
There's usually about three of them that will request a background check. Single Source does a property check or background check. Clear Capital does a background check. They don't all use the same company, so there's a chance you might have to do one or two background checks. But if you go to Clear Value Consulting, once you're signed up with them, you're connected with 11 or 12 other BPO companies that one background check will go to all of them.
Oh, so it's Clear Value Consulting. It's not the
Clear Value Consulting. Yes.
It's not the Clear Capital. I think I have the wrong one.
No, that's different. That's a different one. Clear Capital does do their own background check. But Clear Value Consulting has like 11 companies that's everybody's linked. And once you do a background check for them, it goes to all 11 companies.
Oh, geez, I think I did the wrong one then. I probably have to pay
Clear
for
Capital is a very good company.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like I have gotten a couple of orders from them, but for some reason – every time I log on, they're already gone. I haven't been able to accept anyone from them and work with them.
They can be hard. Some companies will give you 4 hours to accept. Some companies are first come, first serve. It's hard to get in with Goodman Dean. They're probably my top favorite, and they give you a 4-hour window to accept or decline.
Yeah, well, that's when you become a preferred. I have that with one of the other, and they send me constantly, you know, BPOs, and I do them, and they give me 4 hours to accept, and even before sometimes I'm not logged in, and they send me an email, please, you know, before we send it out to somebody else. They give you that update, but the other ones, no. It's like I can't. I haven't been able to work with any of them, so I can become a preferred, because I can't get a BPO from any of them.
Yeah, and I wish I had better things to tell you guys in regards to getting more. You know, make calls, call them, ask them what you can do, and just keep signing up with any new company that comes around. Make sure you're signed up with everybody.
Right. And how do we find out about new companies? Because
I'll always tell you guys if I get any. I know the girl that was just on here that said XOME. I pulled it up just to see what it was. not sure about them yet. I'm going to go through them and make sure they're legit before I tell you guys to sign up. But there's new ones that come out all the time. When they do, I'll make sure you guys know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Now, let me one more question before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's wrong? I had a BPO some time ago, and it was a house that, you know, in the area that I know very well.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of emailed the management, you know, the person that sent me the BPO, and we were talking back and forth about certain things. You know, I couldn't get into the property at the time and so forth, and she was very nice. So I kind of emailed her, and I had emailed before to her, asking her, you know, that I am also an REO agent. Do you think that would be a right approach to approach the manager, you know, those, or is there a different area that you should be contacting if you want the REO?
Well, not every BPO company, actually most don't, give REO assignments. You have to sign up for the REO platforms. But even your local banks, if you go visit your local banks and ask to speak to the bank manager, ask them how they handle any of their REO assets.
Okay, that's an
idea.
There
are local banks handle tons of them, and I don't think people realize that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. But I'm asking what that particular company does do REOs, but very seldomly. They posted it on their you know, when you first log on, that they do, but it's not their strength, but they do sometimes they do.
Are you talking about Clear Capital?
No, Asset Val.
Oh, Asset Val. Asset Val goes through REO Network. So sign up for REO Network.
Okay. Okay. All right, I will do that then. But again, my question was that wrong to try to ask?
Oh, no, I would, no. No, okay. Anybody you can reach, ask them, absolutely. Nothing wrong with asking. And if she can't help you, tell her to give you to somebody that can.
Yeah, no, she didn't even answer that question. She answered the question about the property that I was doing the BPO for and overlooked that question and never.
So she probably has nothing to do with the REO. She probably is just in the BPO department. Ask her if there's somebody that she can recommend that you talk to.
Okay. Okay. I will do that then. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, guys, I am late for a coaching call, so I've got to say goodbye. You guys need help, you know how to reach me, Coach Rochelle, or not Coach Rochelle, Rochelle at TimandJulieHarris.com. Always happy to help any way I can. Have a great weekend. Go make some money, and I'll talk to all you guys next week.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you.